I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president says that Russia's rush to mobilize hundreds of thousands of recruits to staunch stinging losses in a tacit acknowledgement, or is a tacit acknowledgement, that its army is not able to fight. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, also told CBS that he is bracing for more Russian strikes on Ukraine's electrical infrastructure as the weather gets colder. He says that this winter will be very difficult, although the European Union is now largely off limits to most Russians, with direct flights stopped. An exodus of Russian fleeing military service is now dividing the European opinion over whether they should be granted safe haven. Officials in the Baltics say that the Russians have had plenty of time to protest the war, but they did not. The parallel mobilization is also triggering more protest in Russia. North Korea fired a short-range ballistic missile on Sunday toward its eastern seas, extending a provocative streak in weapons testing as a U.S. aircraft carrier visits South Korea for joint military exercises in response to the North's growing nuclear threat. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said that the missile launched from the western island town of Taechon and flew 600 kilometers cross-country on a maximum altitude of 60 kilometers before landing in waters off North Korea's eastern coast. South Korea's presidential office said that the National Security Director, Kim Sung-hun, called an emergency National Security Council meeting where members denounced the launch as a clear violation of UN Security Council resolution.